transportation report.
Bob Schneider, Assistant Director for the Division of Parks and Recreation. If you turn to page 27 in your booklet, you'll see the calendar year-end reports for revenue, camping, and visitation. This is typically when we do the drum roll and say another record year. I mean, we've been doing that for a long, long time. We're not quite there this year. This isn't a record year. Actually, what we're looking at is the second best year that we've seen in the park system, last year being the new record. But we're down a little bit. On that first page, it shows the revenue by item. Bottom line, 2% up. It's a little bit of a false reading because with the fee increases that y'all approved a year ago, we were looking for a 6% increase, and we didn't get it. We got 2%. The good news is that let's talk about Custer State Park. Custer State Park had the largest fire in history a little over a year ago, so half the park was affected by that. But as we go through these numbers and we look at revenue and we look at camping and we look at visitation, they really didn't miss a beat. They were about dead even with last year. And, you know, that's a huge credit to the park staff and the rehabilitation efforts, repair efforts that's ongoing out in the park, and also to our communication section that constantly got the word out to folks that the park is okay, come to the park. And they did. They did, and they should be reassured that the park didn't go away. It's still there, and it's still enjoyable and in good shape. So as you go to that next page and look at camping, the next page is just the distribution of revenue throughout the districts. And there's no real one area in the state that boomed this year or that suffered. It was pretty steady. If you go to the next page and you look at camping, you see that we were down 2%, and that's the big revenue engine, and that's where the revenue that we missed out on comes from. And I think y'all touched on this last month when I was gone, but if you look into it a little bit deeper, it was all about 2 months. It was about April and October, and those are shoulder season months. They're not the big months, but they're the two important shoulder season months, and they're highly dependent on weather. If you got good weather in April, people get out there early. And in October, they stay later. We didn't have that this year. I think April camping from last year was down 40%. And in October, it was down 25%. And if you run the numbers, that really made the difference in where we ended the year. So, you got to blame it on something. And I'm going to blame it on the weather in those 2 months. Finally, the last page, visitation, down 3%, but still saw almost $6.5 million million people in those state parks and recreation areas. So, all in all, it was a good year. Like I say, the second largest year we've had in the system. And of course, right now we're taking camping reservations for Custer State Park and lodge reservations statewide, and they're coming in good. We're seeing good numbers there. The other indicator is over the Christmas season, we promote and sell a lot of park entrance licenses out of the pier office that people use for Christmas gifts, and those sales were up this year compared to last year. So, any questions?
Questions? Comments?
Thank you.
Thank you. Well, Tony.
Good morning again. Tony Life Director of the Wildlife Division. I do want to give you one more heads up of an item that we'll be bringing for your consideration in March in the form of a rule change. If you did catch Governor Noem's State of the State address, you might recall that she also made mention of the concept of crowdsourcing and getting good ideas, and that not all the good ideas come from those of us in departments or that are on boards or in peer, and that she wanted to stimulate conversations out there in the form of this crowdsourcing. And those individuals that may have some good ideas pertaining to habitat, that they get a free hunting license. Some of you may remember hearing that. We've talked about that. Probably the easiest concept to move forward with that would be a combination license, should that some good ideas originate from some of those members of the public. We need to flesh out some details, but in essence, this commission has the authority to set license fees, and it's within that authority that we believe that we can bring to you a rule that will somehow explain how this could happen or would happen, whether that would be through the commission or some special authority granted to the secretary of the department. Again, some of those details we need to work out, but it is our intention to bring to you a recommendation for rule change that would make the allowance for granting of those licenses without fee for those individuals that were able to make some significant contributions in the form of ideas as we move forward with expanding opportunities in our state with expansions in our habitat base. So just by way of a heads up, that one will be another one that you will see on your agenda, and we'll discuss some more over the course of the next 6 weeks to figure out the details of how to make that happen, put that into place.
Comments? You know, something else we could think about doing is when people do make contributions of whatever kind, we can recognize them like we do, whether it's employees or conservation partners or whatever, too. Lots of good things we can do, I bet.
Sure, and maybe there's some token of appreciation that comes along with that waiver of the license fee for that year. That's a good idea that we'll try to weave into this.
Any other questions or comments or closing comments? Secretary Hepler, he got a smile on his face down there.
Well, I'm happy with the compromise we worked out with the public and the commission on the deer plan. I think that was good work by everybody. There's still some fine tuning there I think we'll do over the course of the next month and a half and bring it back to you. But that's very good news. It's nice to have that behind us. I want to be able to say thank you to Barry and Kathy. I'm just not quite sure of the timing when they're getting replacements, but I will tell you, you know, how much I've enjoyed working with both you and your leadership. And also, I mean, just the challenges you both had to go through on a personal front is just amazing on itself. But the whole time, I mean, you've been active. I mean, Kathy, you were calling in when you're going through treatment, which is amazing. Barry, I mean, you just barely got out of surgery, and there you are back again. I mean, you are a tough West River rancher, no question about that. But both the leadership you've shown with both those chairs, this has been incredible. You've welcomed me. I mean, Kathy, you're a part of my interview team. You've walked me from the state the first time I walked in the governor's office, which I always appreciate. And plus the fact I feel like I'm kind of like an adopted member of your family, which means a lot. So, but we'll save that because, I mean, I'm not sure where we are in that process. I think the governor's talking about that, you know, this week, but we'll find that out. But either way, we know for sure you'll be at the May meeting, so then we can do those things there. But staff always, we go through so much work. I mean, Nick's in the back room back there. I mean, he guards us on social media. He found a couple of things, which I'm glad you found, by the way, and got off social media. All of you do great work. Every one of you do out there. I'm proud of every one of you. And I'll say again, it's an honor I could continue on to be secretary. There's a lot of work we need to do. So it's always a privilege every day I come to work. So thank everybody.
Anyone else? Commissioner Jensen.
Yeah, I'd just make a comment. It's been we don't know whether we'll be back or not in 2 months, but I would just say it's been a huge honor for me to work with you and to get to know you as I have, and with the commission, of course. I consider all of you friends, and hopefully we meet down the road someplace. So it's been good.
Mr. Peterson.
And I'd like to echo what Barry said. You know, we don't know if we'll be here for the March meeting or not, but this has been one of the greatest privileges in my life to get to be a part of all this. And it gets in your blood once you get going. The pride we have of working with all of you in the Wildlife Division and the Parks Division, it was wonderful. And actually, I just told Bob Snyder that was part of my healing, was to be able to know I could get back here and finish out my term. So you're great people, great staff, great commission, and blessed to be a part of it all. Thanks.
Anyone else? Well, you're the best. Thank you for everything. Anybody else? We're adjourned.